Hi, friends. Welcome back to Live at the Roxy on this Saturday. It's the weekend. It feels like a Tuesday. So is the story of quarantine. Thank you guys all for joining me here today. I know a lot of you guys have a lot of viewing experience for the day ahead, as today is the Schmodown Spectacular. In case you do not watch the Schmodown or have no idea what I am talking about, there are six major matches taking place in the Movie Trivia Schmodown, which is the trivia league in which I am a manager of. And of those six matches, I am managing three of them, which I believe is more than any other manager. We got a lot of show-ins today, but that doesn't start for a couple of hours. So I figured I would go live before that to talk about all the other things that are going on in the world of entertainment news and also kind of just straight up the world. If you guys have questions, comments, concerns, streamlabs.com/Roxy Stryer. I am intending on planning with a Roxy's Advice Corner. I was looking again at the different comments that have come in via Apple Podcast, and it seems like you guys missed my advice corner. So not to toot my own horn, but I do give pretty decent advice. So I will bring that back today. And let's just see where the conversation takes us. A few places I know that it's going to take us. Ray Fisher was updating us on the completion of the Justice League investigation. The Justice League investigation is something we've talked about this on the show several times, but if you are newer to the show and don't know what's going on there, don't worry, we will fill you in. Lil Wayne was charged and pled guilty to a federal gun charge, and he faces up to 10 years in prison. This was a fascinating development that I saw this morning, so we will break that down as well. The FDA officially authorized, could I have said that word any weirder? The FDA authorized Pfizer, and that means that it will start being distributed here in the United States for essential workers in the coming couple of days, which is really, truly insane. We've been waiting for this moment for quite some time. There do seem to be a couple of different issues and things to talk about, but in general, this is really good news. So I'm happy to be sharing some fuck yeah news on the show today. In the opposite world of fuck no news, FKA Twigs is suing Shia LaBeouf, accusing him of sexual battery, assault, and infliction of emotional distress. And he doesn't seem to be denying it. This is really problematic, and we can break it down. Really upsetting story that I saw. And we will talk about that here on the show today. So all of that and more. Plus, again, whatever it is you guys want to talk about in the Streamlabs, streamlabs.com/Roxy Stryer, or right here in the Super Chat. And as always, Brett Hankinson, Miles Cosgrove, Jonathan Mattingly, arrest the cops that killed Breonna Taylor, all three of them for killing Breonna Taylor. Who knew we had to add that asterisk? But apparently we effing do. So we shall. All right, going into the Streamlabs to start off the show for today. Like I said, streamlabs.com/Roxy Stryer. Let's see what is going on in here. After we wrapped the show yesterday, right before we started the show today, Rob Fishbeck with our first Streamlabs of the day said, watch Coppola's new cut of The Godfather Part 3 last night. It is highly superior to the original cut, proving studios should stay out of directors' artistic integrity. Also, for me, it dethroned. Sorry, it's on two different lines. It dethroned The Dark Knight as the best trilogy. Definitely recommend. Interesting. You liked The Godfather Part 3 so much after watching Coppola's cut that it dethroned the TDK trilogy? Rob Fishbeck, wild words coming from you. Interesting. I guess I can't knock it till I try it. Not Godfather Part 3, which I've seen, but the Coppola cut. Interesting, interesting. Does anybody else feel that way? Let me know what's going on with you guys. Would love to hear more thoughts in the Streamlabs and Super Chat. Speaking of which, in Streamlabs, Hitman Hudson says, Roxy, I just want you to know that you're iconic and you totally discussed Doom Patrol being great. I'm just an idiot who didn't start until now. Thanks, Hitman Hudson. You're not an idiot. You're great. Also, would you rather have a live action Booster Gold show or a live action Legion of Superheroes show? Really tough call. Is it a Booster? Is it Blue Beetle Booster Gold? What's the actual show? It kind of depends on what it is. I think I would prefer a Booster Gold show than a live action Legion of Superheroes show for right now, just because I've been clamoring for it for longer. And I don't know. I feel like a Legion of Superheroes show would be so much bigger and more intense. And I really want to make sure that everybody has all their ducks in a row before we get there. But thank you for the question, Hitman Hudson. I appreciate it. And I appreciate all of you guys for being in here. A few shout outs because I haven't given any yet so far on the stream today. Haskell420, Glenn Caesar, Matthew Gold, Patrick Bainham, Greg LeBeau, Mark Jason Ali, Sandler Cruz, Rob Fishbeck, Rick Bocanegra. I don't know why I called you Rip, like Rip Hunter. Moramoth Hunts. Always butchering things. Odd, hell yeah. Odd Forever, baby. Noah Denman, Rob K, Ryan Peterson. Hopefully giving shout outs to everybody who wants one. Michael Smith, King Sport Cal, Jake Iacovetta, Juan Mendez, We Are Venom, Daryl Lay. So many, Chris Martinez, so many amazing people joining us live right now. And I'm grateful for each and every one of you. Thank you for being with me here live at the Roxy again on this a little bit gloomy, kind of rainy Saturday. At least that's what's going on over here on the East Coast. In the Streamlabs, Hot Cinnamon says, oh boy, oh my God. Oh, they've come to the stream again, guys. The Nazis' hooked cross is not a swastika. Educate yourself. Hot Cinnamon, I was going to talk about this on the show today, and then I was just like, maybe I won't. But I guess now I will because you've entered the chat and you've entered a Jewish woman's chat and are saying things that are potentially dangerous and possibly anti-Semitic. I don't know your heart, but I have educated myself. I do know the difference between a hooked cross and what the Nazis were using and what the Hindu symbol is. I know that the difference is that one is upright and one is a little angled. I also know the fact that thousands of people this week have tweeted at me either a swastika or a hooked cross and have compared those two things on my stream multiple times and on my timeline. Here's what I know, that 6 million Jews were murdered in the Holocaust. Here's what I know, that people who are Hindu and of other faiths are fighting to keep a symbol that means hope to them. Let me tell you what is the least hopeful thing of all time. The fact that Jews make up less than 0.02% of the population and that we have been mass murdered and executed, and that there are still people who are putting swastikas and hooked crosses on my timeline, most of which don't even have their own photo in their avatar picture. And the fact that people believe that what happened on Anne Frank's memorial is a Hindu symbol for hope, you guys can go get bent. I have educated myself. You can't claim that I am ignorant because I do know what's going on. What I can claim is that it's incredibly hurtful what you guys are doing. And either you are anti-Semitic and you're hiding behind the fact that you are doing this for religious beliefs, or you're not anti-Semitic and you really just truly don't care about the Jewish people, because those seem to be the options in this kind of a Streamlabs. So Hot Cinnamon, that's my response to you. For anybody in here who does support the Jewish people and believes that the swastika and the crooked symbol, anything that looks like that should no longer be used, especially when speaking to a Jewish person and putting it on their Twitter, then please go and show support for me on Twitter, because I am getting annihilated there and attacked left and right, especially during Hanukkah. It's fucking disgusting. It's disgusting. And there's no other way around it. Sheen tried to make the same exact argument previously, and we talked about it then, and it's gross, and it's anti-Semitic, and there aren't enough people of my people left to fight this fight alone, so I encourage you guys to join me in this fight, and I really appreciate those of you guys who do. So how's that for educating myself, honey? Let's go into what people are saying in the chat right now. Ryan Peterson says, those people are pathetic, Roxy. Noah Denman says, yeah, they're fucking trolls at best. Matthew Gold says those trolls need therapy. Sandler says they know what they are doing. Odd says this hurts that you even have to do this, Roxy. Love you. Michael Smith says, love you, Roxy. Screw those people. Loudy Ferdinand said this vandalism happened in Idaho. Idaho, you cannot convince me that the symbol were put there. We're giving Anne Frank hope. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Andrew says, I'm sorry for you, Roxy, evil people. Absolutely. Appreciate all of these comments. And Bruce Banner puts a menorah in here. Happy Hanukkah. And thank you, Bruce. I also did tweet out, and for those of you guys who are neither of these groups of people in here, the rock stars, everybody here is so supportive of me and I'm really grateful. But I will say that as I have been attacked on the internet over and over again over the last 11 years in which I have been a public figure or whatever it is that I am called these days, two main groups of people continue to support me over and over again and actually vocally fight for me. And those two main groups of people are the Jews and my Black friends and supporters. And I just want to say how much I appreciate that. And one of the reasons that I am fighting so hard for BLM is because I do feel like it's been a long time in which the Blacks and the Jews, the Black people and the Jewish people have not come together. And there is strength in numbers and we are stronger together. And we are two of the most persecuted groups that have ever been on this planet. And I really appreciate when I am being attacked and I see that all of my Black brothers and sisters are coming in and fighting for me. And same thing with all my Jewish people. And I'm going to continue to fight for you guys as well. So even the people in here who are not Jewish and are not Black, that's totally okay. And I appreciate your support equally and just as much. And I love you guys as well. I just thought it was interesting that those seem to be the people that fight for me the hardest. And I really, really am grateful for that. So thank you guys so much. I appreciate it more than you know. King Sport Cal says, we got you, Roxy. We know what that shit is like. I hate that you do, but I'm so happy that you guys do have me, and vice versa. So anyway, moving forward from that, going into the next Streamlab, because I don't want to spend all the time talking to the anti-Semitic people on the show today. Streamlabs.com/Roxy Stryer. Glenn Caesar in here says, hello, good afternoon. Happy Hanukkah, Roxy. Thank you so much, Glenn. Happy Hanukkah to you as well. As always, thanks for taking the time to hang out with us. Peace, love, bunnies, and hugs to you and all the rock stars. Hopefully it's a fuck yeah news filled Saturday for you, Roxy, the rock stars, and the rock stars band. Hey, that's you guys, the rock stars band. As always, I hope that we can find and feel some joy in each of our days, our weeks, our months, and our years. Never forget when it gets tough. Even if we're by ourselves, we're not alone. The rock stars in the World Friends community will be there for you. Very true, as I just talked about a little bit. Remember, everyone, you are kind, you are smart, you are important, you are worthy. Enjoy the Schmodown Spectacular, everyone. Let's go, Damon, Odd Couple, and Jericho. Hell yeah. Hashtag rock stars for the win. And lastly, but most importantly, smash cancer. Very true. Any Mando talk, Roxy? I did watch, but I wanted to watch it a second time before I talked about it because there's some major stuff that goes down. I don't want to give any spoilers. And I was like, let me rewatch that episode. So thank you, Glenn Caesar, for that. Okay, Hot Cinnamon wants to keep going in Streamlabs. I'll read this, but then and then I probably won't continue. You asked Hindu people not to use a sacred religious symbol. You constantly conflate the two symbols. You're wrong. You keep putting a swastika and a crooked hook on my Twitter and I'm a Jewish woman. You're wrong, honey. And this is a thing. The fact that you guys are saying that Hitler never referred to it as a swastika, in Merriam-Webster's dictionary, the swastika has two definitions. And I understand that you're not in Western civilization, or maybe you are, but in Western civilization, that is what a swastika is called legally by definition. That is what it is. So I'm not conflating the two things. I'm not. And I really don't know if you are anti-Semitic and you're hiding behind this as a front, or if you're not and you really are just that ignorant to the pain that you are causing. I really, truly don't know. And I think that you should bark up another tree because the rockstar community is clearly not the community for you. Odd in here says, can we talk about the Pats not making the playoffs and go Bills? I think that that's a no. That's going to be a no for me, dog. That's going to be just like a hardcore no from me, dog. But thank you, Odd, for bringing us back into this. I appreciate you and I appreciate that. And every one of you who is joining me live here today, let's talk a little bit about what is going on in the world. Just in the world in general. Ray Fisher was updating us on the completion of the Justice League investigation. He took to Twitter. For those of you guys who do not know, Ray Fisher has been in a battle over Warner Brothers and Justice League, with saying that there were some things that took place on set that were inappropriate and racist. And he has had this thing that he signs all his tweets with: accountability over entertainment, A greater than E. And he has been, I don't want to say pushing like it's a negative thing, pushing though, as in like fighting for the truth to come out about what it was that took place on the Justice League set. There's been a lot of fishy business and funny business with the what actually the investigation looked like, and they called him and then they claimed that he was not cooperating, but he absolutely was cooperating. So it got a little messy at times, but this is what he put out last night on Twitter. Ray Fisher said, "The following was relayed to me on behalf of at Warner Media at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time today." So this was 5 p.m. Eastern yesterday. "The investigation of Justice League is now complete." That's the first bullet. Second bullet: "It has led to remedial action, some we've seen and some that is still to come." The next bullet: "And this statement, which truly belongs to all who participated in the investigation." Now, this is a quote. Quote, "Warner Media appreciates you having the courage to come forward and assist the company with creating an inclusive and equitable work environment for its employees and partners." End quote. "There are still conversations that need to be had and resolutions that need to be found. Thank you all for your support and encouragement on this journey. We are on our way. More soon. A over E." So that is what he tweeted out. Pretty interesting tweet to put out after all of this, considering when he says it has led to the remedial action, some we've seen, some that's still to come. It's led to remedial action. I don't know what remedial action means. And I know that he said some still to come. And I know that he also said we are on our way. And he also said more conversations need to be had. I am super duper curious and ready to learn more about what this remedial action is. I would like to know more about what these investigations found. I would like to know more about what's happening to the execs, the higher ups. I would like to know more about what Ray Fisher's standing relationship is with Warner Brothers now. I would like to know more about the future of Cyborg and that it's not going to be negatively affected or impacted by Ray Fisher speaking up over racist and inappropriate behavior on set. I just would like to know more. So I appreciate Ray Fisher giving us an update, but I actually have no idea what this means. And remedial action is something that we're going to need to know. And I don't know that they'll ever tell us. Warner Brothers way seems to be keeping things very in-house, a la Why We Don't Know, or a la Ezra Miller and Why We Don't Know what actually happened there. And did he take a woman to the ground and strangle her and have that get brushed under the rug? Or what exactly is their stance on the Johnny Depp Amber Heard situation, and why did Johnny lose his job? But there's been no conversations about Amber. Again, I'm not saying that she should. I haven't taken a stance on that one yet. I feel like I don't, as much as I've been educating myself on the situation, I simply don't know. But of all these things, remedial action when you're being accused of inappropriate behavior and racism on set, I would like to know more. So what do you guys think about this? Were you surprised by Ray Fisher's tweet? What do you think that remedial action means? What do you think that some of it's taken place already and some is to come? And what do you think is going to happen with the future of Ray Fisher and Cyborg at Warner Brothers and with the DC? Really curious your thoughts on this. Please let me know. Streamlabs.com/Roxy Stryer or right here in the super chat. You guys are the freaking best. Let's see what's going on in the chat. Chris says, WB has been pretty shady this year. I don't think that they're doing well with the fans right now. That I will say. Jake, thank you for putting the link into the Streamlabs. I don't know about shady as much as just not transparent. I guess maybe those are the same things, to be honest. Roxy, I would like to know more makes me think of Starship Troopers. Well, it's not what I meant, but I feel you. Rob Fishbeck says, I wonder if they paid him off. I really don't think so. Ray Fisher, if he was in this for the money, then he wouldn't have said anything in the first place. When it comes to like the Ray Fishers and John Boyegas of the world who are willing to put their careers on the line to seek social justice and to talk about their situations on set as such young actors, I don't think they can be paid off. And I think that that would be something that Warner Brothers would be too afraid to even offer him, knowing that he could speak about that. So I don't think so. Moramoff says, I think Ray will be okay. Not sure about Cyborg. Interesting. Bruce says, Warner Brothers has a lot of explaining to do. Yeah, but Bruce, something tells me that we're never going to get that. Never going to get that explaining. Like, I don't know that we'll ever know. RC says, Joss Whedon has taken off the nevers. He's taken off the nevers. That's what he means by what we've seen already. Oh, so Joss Whedon was taken off a project. Interesting. Because he had said that this was Joss Whedon, Jeff Johns, John Berg. He had named several names. I guess we will see. Gothic 83 says, just hoping the Cyborg character will have life after the Snyder Cut. I hope that as well. I think that Ray Fisher is an excellent Cyborg. I love the character of Cyborg, and I really would like to know what more takes place with Cyborg, and even more backstory, more future story, just more Cyborg Flash team-up stuff, although about the Ezra Miller stuff. They've got a lot of work to do. So let me know in the comments how you're feeling about the Ray Fisher Justice League investigation situation as we move forward to talk about Lil Wayne. Lil Wayne pled guilty to a federal gun charge and is now facing up to 10 years in prison. I was kind of shook by this. I wonder what's going to happen here. I will just ask you guys this initial question off the bat. Do you guys think it's possible that Lil Wayne is going to go to prison for 10 years? Is that possible right now? That Lil Wayne, an A-list celebrity, one of the biggest rappers alive, after pleading guilty to this illegal gun possession, could go to prison, to federal prison for 10 years. Do you guys think that that is possible? Anybody who doesn't know the story, Lil Wayne's been charged with criminal possession of a firearm and ammunition as a federal felony offender. Prosecutors said the gold-plated 45 caliber handgun carried in a bag on a private flight was loaded. The rapper, whose real name is Dwayne Carter, entered the plea in Miami federal court, according to a news release from U.S. Attorney's Office from the Southern District of Florida. CNN has reached out to the attorney, but has not heard back at this time. Lil Wayne, 38, was arrested in December 2019 as he arrived on a flight from California at the Opa-locka Executive Airport. Officers spoke with the rapper, who told them he had a gun in his handbag, officials said Friday. His lawyers noted in November, when the charge was announced, that the musician did not use his firearm. Quote, the charge is that because he was convicted of a felony in the past, he is prohibited from possessing a firearm. End quote. I also read somewhere that he got the gun for Father's Day, it said. I'm not actually sure that that is like the best Father's Day gift, but that seems irrelevant here. A sentencing hearing is scheduled for January 28th, 2021. The federal sentencing guidelines call for substantially lower, and I would not look at the maximum exposure to decide anyone's sentence, and all the facts need to be thoroughly reviewed. This is coming from Ronald Richards, another attorney for the musician, and he said that in November, the artist pleaded guilty in October 2009 to a felony gun charge as part of a deal with New York prosecutors. That charge stemmed from his arrest in 2007 outside of New York City's Beacon Theater, in which a .40 caliber pistol was found on the tour bus. His attorney said at the time that was the gun that gun belonged to someone else, but Lil Wayne accepted a plea agreement and was sentenced to a year in prison. He ended up serving 8 months before being released. Under federal law, convicted felons are banned from possessing guns. Wow. I mean, let's see what it is that you guys are saying in here, but facing up to 10 years is no fucking joke. Yeah, Matthew says 10 years. Wow. The Wanderer says he won't see 10, probably do 5. Well, that's even if he, you know, are you saying you think he'll get 5 and then he'll do maybe half that on good behavior? You think he'll get 5 and he'll do 5? You think he'll get 10 and he'll do 5? In my opinion, no way, but it's 2020. Anything can happen, says Bruce Banner. It is. This is the year of, oh boy, he's got other charges in the past, if I remember right. Yeah, Tim, that's kind of what we were just going over and why he's not able to possess a gun because of that, the past charges. Dino R says Lil Wayne making extremely bad decisions these last few months is something. I know, I happen to think that he is one of the greatest artists alive, but at the same time, it's like, you got to be a little smarter about this stuff. I don't want to see Lil Wayne, for possessing a gun, go to jail for 10 years. Oh my God. Yeah, Tim says taking a gun on a plane is pretty fucking dumb. It is, but it's also like kind of about the lifestyle. And it was a private plane. People do that. And it wasn't the fact that he had a gun on the plane. It's the fact that he is not allowed to have a gun. So that's why, yeah. Ugh. I guess I'll keep you guys posted on this. It sounds like we won't know more until late January. If then, a lot of things get pushed back during this time as well. But I'll keep you guys posted and let me know what it is you guys think. What's going to happen to Lil Wayne? What do you think should happen to Lil Wayne? And what do you believe will actually happen? Garth McMurray in the Streamlabs, streamlabs.com/RoxyStrayer says, Happy Hanukkah. Sorry that you are getting trolled by racist jerks. The Nazis lost. The Confederacy lost. When will they learn that they are losers? Our love keeps us strong. Their hate makes them weak. Rooting for all three Rockstar matches today. Thank you so much for that, Garth. Really appreciate that message of support. You are such a doll, and I'm really, really grateful for you showing up for me. It's very, very kind. Let me know what you guys are thinking. Streamlabs.com/RoxyStrayer and right here in the super chat. Moving forward. With the best transitions of all time. Let's talk about FKA Twigs. Shit. This is like just such a shit story. I saw this last night and I was like, I'm dreading talking about this tomorrow, but we can't not talk about it. FKA Twigs is suing Shia LaBeouf. She's accusing him of sexual battery, assault, and infliction of emotional distress. I read multiple reports on this. And they were highly, highly upsetting and disturbing. I don't know if any of you guys have looked into the situation, but she paints multiple pictures in which he is physically, sexually, and verbally abusive to her. She talks about this situation at a gas station in which he strangles her against a car. She talks about situations in their home in which she wakes up to him strangling her. She talks about situations in which he was so possessive, he was counting the amount of times that she would kiss him in a day. And if it wasn't enough, he was both physically and verbally abusive to her. There were so many, many accounts of just disgusting, horrible behavior. For anybody who doesn't know, FKA Twigs is Shia LaBeouf, is a very talented musician, but is also Shia LaBeouf's ex-girlfriend. They dated, and this is coming out all over the place. New York Times was the article that I read on it. For a little more on it, it was interesting to hear LaBeouf's initial response to these accusations. He said, she said, I hope by sharing my experience, I can truly help others feel like they are not alone. She came out with this lawsuit after she tried to get Shia LaBeouf to agree to give money to battered women and also go to therapy. I guess he would not. And so this is the action that she decided to take. And LaBeouf responded saying, I have no excuses. I've been abusive to myself and everyone around me for years. So apparently his people are saying that some of the stories are not, he does not deem them as accurate, but he also talks a lot about how he is an alcoholic and has been an alcoholic and was abusing himself and others. And the story is like unbelievably upsetting, unbelievably upsetting. She cites relentless abuse in her relationship. There were text messages that she had sent to her friends at times being like, I'm in an abusive relationship and I don't know how to get out. They would help her try to devise these escape plans. I guess that he was so paranoid that she would be, that somebody was going to break in. He would sleep with like a loaded gun in bed and he would never lock the doors. And she was always afraid of what he was going to do. And some, like I said, sometimes he was strangling her in the middle of the night. It's awful. And I don't know what happens here. We've had a lot of bad stories about Shia LaBeouf, none this bad. He has clearly been troubled for quite some time. He is also clearly one of the best performers that there is. And you guys know how much I talk about him and Peanut Butter Falcon and his performances, but this is horrific. and inexcusable. And whether you're an alcoholic or not, this is just fucking awful. And I don't know what's going to happen to him now. I don't know what is going to happen to him legally. And I don't know what's going to happen to his career. What do you guys think about this? What do you think about what is going on here? What do you think should be done? If these things are proven to be true in court, do you think that Shia LaBeouf will be working in Hollywood again? Or even, you know, will he be a free man? Or will he be in prison? Yuck. Scott says you're afraid of people breaking in, but you don't lock your doors. Okay, I guess that was part of the paranoia. I'm a little frustrated that some of you don't know who FKA Twigs is. Daryl, completely valid, but you know, everybody's got different tastes and things. Totally. Rob says, not good. I was enjoying the hot streak he was on as an actor. If it is true, hopes she gets justice. He obviously needs some help. He's clearly not fully denying it. So definitely there is truth here. And I believe that probably every word is true. Tim says he's clearly sick, but he's still responsible for his actions. Hope Hollywood pays attention to this. Me as well. Ugh. Bruce says he's owning up to it, but I don't know how he gets out of this one. Yeah, it was one of the first situations that we've seen in like a Me Too situation and or a domestic abuse situation in which we see the person say, I've done this and I'm sorry. It doesn't typically happen. Typically the response is, I would never, that's not who I am, but that is not what he's saying and not what he's claiming. Maybe he knows that she has too much evident. I don't know. Maybe he really is remorseful. I don't know. Ugh. Yeah. So wanted to put that out there. I'll keep you guys posted on what the updates are there. And you guys let me know if you see anything too. Robert says, I feel for FKA Twigs. I hope she'll be okay. I think we all feel for her and all hope that she will be okay. Absolutely. Odd says, recovering alcoholic, years sober. Congratulations on that. The disease turns you into the most vile version of yourself. It preys on your pain and poisons your soul. Alcohol doesn't take away everything, just all you love. Ugh. Yuck. All right. Let's move on because we're not here for that much longer. So if you guys have any questions, comments, concerns, things you want read out loud, things you want discussed today before we get out of here, then make sure you get them in. I think we only have one super chat come in today, but streamlabs.com/RoxyStrayer or right here in the super chat as it is this final month of the year. Oh, I forgot that I put a bobby pin in my hair and I meant to switch that out for this. You know, sometimes in life we make mistakes. So one more story before we get to a Roxy's Advice Corner. And again, anything it is that you guys want to talk about as well. That last story is that the FDA has officially authorized the use of Pfizer, which is, of course, the COVID-19 vaccine or one of the COVID-19 vaccines that is very far along in the process, which means that there are probably several to follow very quickly. Now, this is an emergency use authorization, and this means that it will start to be distributed in the United States in the next couple of days as they distribute this to essential workers first and people who are most at risk as well. I am so elated that we are making progress and moving forward. Here are the things to know about this. The initial shipment is going to be of 2.9 million doses, and it's going to be sent around the U.S. over the next week. This came out yesterday, so over the next 7 days. The FDA will recommend who receives the vaccine first, but is expected to prioritize frontline healthcare workers and nursing home residents. So the nursing home residents one being key as well. Governors say they expect to receive the first dose of the vaccines within days. So it should be any day now, and the most vulnerable Americans are going to get it. It's already being distributed in the UK, as we've talked about. Here's the thing. We're hearing some not so great things about the vaccines. We're hearing some side effects that are a little concerning. None of them are as concerning as COVID. and the long-term ramifications of getting COVID and the possible short-term ramifications as well. So I am just, we will keep each other posted and keep talking about this on the show. I'm seeing the same things you guys are seeing. I'm reading the same things you guys are reading, but I'm hoping that is not going to deter people from taking this vaccine. So we'll talk about it. What we're hearing right now is that with this particular vaccine, many people the next day are spiking a fever, but that fever goes away within 24 hours. And sometimes that happens with vaccines, that you get a little sick and then you get better. We're also hearing with these vaccines that it's recommended not to drink alcohol with them. That's because it's about your immune system. You don't want to lower your immune system. So they recommend for a few days before and a few days after, and then even a couple of months after, not heavily drinking. I know that that's going to deter some people. We have to be better than that. We can't let alcohol dictate whether or not people are living or dying in this country or this globe. So we're just hearing some adverse reactions, and none of those are that the vaccine is not working. There's just some things about it, and we have to continue to push this vaccine because it's the only way that we can save lives. So, or one of the best ways to save lives here. And so, for example, Rick in here says, I'm nervous about taking it. I have underlying health conditions. I hear you, but with underlying health conditions, you have to be more nervous about getting COVID. Talk to your doctor though, and ask what they recommend. I'm not a doctor. Talk to your doctors and see what do they recommend. I didn't realize this. I was talking to my pregnant friends. My pregnant friends are not allowed to take the vaccine. When you're pregnant, you shouldn't be taking vaccinations. So they're in a different position. Obviously, I'm only talking to the majority of people right now. Talk to your doctor. And yeah. Yeah. Rob K says, Shazak Vinit Shazak. I don't know. Is that Hebrew? Be strengthened. Oh, I'm not sure if I'm using this correctly, but I'm learning. Happy Hanukkah, Roxy. Well, thank you. I appreciate it. I don't know that expression. Sounds like it's probably Hebrew, maybe Yiddish, but probably Hebrew. And I will try. Yeah. Noah says, yeah, they wouldn't have the ability to test it on pregnant women. Exactly. So that's why pregnant people should not be taking it. We need something because people ain't wearing masks and shit. I know that is so true, Kingsport Cal. So true. So Bruce says, I really hope this vaccine works. What we're seeing, Bruce, is that the vaccine does work. It just has some side effects that are not as pleasant as not taking the vaccine, but way more pleasant than getting COVID and seeing what the long-term side effects or short-term side effects of that are. So I'm excited about this news. I'm excited that we have a vaccine. I can't believe that in the coming months that the yous and eyes of the world will be able to take this vaccine. I will take it open arms and gladly for as long as my doctor is recommending it. And I want to do my part to protect my fellow man and women and non-binary people and children and everybody and myself and my loved ones. So that is where I'm at with it. It is a doozy dealing with there's so many people who are unwilling to take it. And it's like, we've been fighting for a year for a vaccine and now they've created one and people aren't going to take it. Ugh. That fucking sucks. Dr. Roxy Stryer's a nice ring to it though. Thank you, Zeno Hour. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. All right, let's move forward to a little bit of an advice corner. Get in any last minute questions, comments, concerns. I would love to hear anything you guys have to say, streamlabs.com/RoxyStryer or right here in the super chat. And let's just do a little brief advice. I have been watching a show called I May Destroy You. I think that was the name of the show. I get it wrong. You know, that is what it's called. I May Destroy You. I'm currently on episode 9. And for those of you guys who haven't watched the show, it is so worth your time. I'm making a top 10 list of the year for TV shows like I do every year. I think I'm going to do top 10 comedies, top 10 dramas, and top 10 reality docu competition. And I had not seen this show, and it was on a lot of people's lists. So I was like, okay, I need to watch it to see if it's on my list. This show is really, truly excellent. But that is not the point. One of the lines that one of the characters says, and this will give absolutely no spoilers for the show, is that you don't have to know the answer. He's talking to somebody. He says, you don't have to know the answer, but I appreciate you asking yourself the question. And I started to think about that, and I was like, this is the most true thing ever. Like, I recently have been on the I don't know train, which you guys know is something I'm embracing. When somebody asks me something I don't know, I say, I don't know. Let me look into that for you. Let me try to figure that out, whatever. But I don't pretend to know things or know answers to questions that I don't know. I just will say, I don't know. And I agree that a lot of times in life, we don't have the answers about ourselves, about our wants, our desires, about other people, about what's the right thing to do, about how to have progress or how to move forward, or what is all the things that are good and true. But we have to ask ourselves those questions. We might not know the answer to how do we solve racial equality in this country, but we have to ask ourselves the questions. We might not know the answer to why am I addicted to drugs, but we have to ask ourselves the question. And the first way to get to the answer is by asking yourself the question. So it's okay to not know the answer, but you really need to start looking at yourself and looking at the world, as do I, and asking ourselves these questions, because it is step one. And just asking the question doesn't get the answer, but it gets us one step closer. And so as I'm seeing problems in the world, and as I'm seeing problems within myself or my friends or anything going on around me, I don't necessarily know the answers, but I am asking those questions. And I am finding in asking those questions, I am getting to my answers quicker, or at least to answers, or to the next step. So hopefully that helps you guys a little bit. It's okay to not know the answer, but ask yourself the questions. If there are things about yourself that you don't like, ask yourself those questions about why they're there. If there's things about the world that you don't like, make sure you ask those questions. So hopefully that helps you guys a little bit. Again, just a little bit of advice for the day. Ambling Soul says, and don't be afraid to ask what you consider a stupid question. I completely agree with that. I completely agree with that, as I've done my whole life. Glenn says, I May Destroy You is on HBO Max. Yeah, and it's truly, truly excellent. It really is. There was an episode I really didn't like, but other than that, and I could talk about that when I review the show more. Other than that, it's really an excellent, excellent show. So I can't recommend it enough. I'm not done with it yet, but I will be soon, and I'll keep you guys posted on that. All right, guys, we are getting out of here. We have been live for almost 45 minutes on the show, and I know you guys have more viewing to do today for the Schmodown Spectacular. Please go ahead and root for Alex Damon, who will be defending the belt. Please root for The Odd Couple, who will be fighting to receive back what's rightfully theirs, the belt. And please root for Chris Jericho, who is a real-life rock star turned rock star. He is one of the greatest of all time. He is Le Champion. He is going up against Brittany Young, and he needs his first victory after that devastating, way too close loss to Kevin Smith. So root for the rock stars today. It's a big deal going into the Schmodown, and the Spectacular is the biggest event. It's like our WrestleMania, and I hope you guys check it out. PLD in here saying, streaming about Spectacular at the moment, but wanted to pop in to drop a like and tell you all how much I love the rock stars. Thank you, PLD. We appreciate your love and support today. Also, like I said before, if you guys are willing and able, please go on over to my Twitter and help support the Jewish people, including myself. We are getting annihilated over there, and it's been a doozy. Also, if you are listening or if you're watching this right now, know that we're available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, all those places. I've been spending the extra time every day to make sure we're uploading right after the show. So I appreciate everybody who is in there supporting me and has been giving me love. We currently have, 42 reviews, and each one of them means the world to me. Just a quick shout out to one that came in on Tuesday from Quote Nevermore, who said, a wonderful daily show, great daily show that is part entertainment commentary, part political commentary, part therapy session, yet all punch in the face from a short girl with great insight. So true, I am short. She doesn't have a filter, doesn't have an overlord, and you get 100% the real her every single day. I love that comment and I really appreciate it. Anybody else who wants to show a little love over there, thank you so much. Please give a thumbs up on here. Tell your friends about the Rockstar community. Leave a comment after the fact. It helps with algorithms. Make your bed, put the toilet seat and lid down. Watch the Schmodown, root for the Rockstars, and I'll see you guys tomorrow live at the Roxy.